as I mentioned on your show in earlier years, people think that it was the U.S. Army or the CIA that really developed remote viewing as an intelligence collection tool. But the Navy actually, the U.S. Navy actually started some of the original experiments in this country.
Oh.
One of the things that they did, experimenting, is they, in Australia, they took a bunch of Aboriginals who, in terms of the basic requirements for life, number one is food, number two is water, number three is shelter, and that's it. So when that's all you do have to worry about, there is not a lot of what used to be called in the electroencephalograph business, the EEG business, roof brain scatter. Roof brain scatter is something like this. If you go to Santa Monica and you go into a yoga studio and you see all these lovely things meditating?
Yes.
Okay. Put an EEG on them, stick a bunch of electrodes on their head, and watch what it looks like. They're about as close to a flat line as you and I are right now, because there's so many things that you have to think about in Santa Monica. You have to think about your dog's grooming. You have to think about the parking meter, the phone calls, everything else like that.
Yeah, I'm sure life is hard in Santa Monica.
There's so much stuff there. You can't effectively clear the docket. There's always something rolling. But as an Aboriginal in Australia, it's different. What the Navy did was take a very, very good, renowned dowser to the backcountry, to the outback. They asked the dowser to find water, American dowser. At the end of at the end of half a day or several hours, it looked like a random walk. In terms of game theory and Monte Carlo theory and mathematics, you have this something called a random walk. And this dowser was not able to find water. The same request of an Aboriginal, his body turned a beeline across the desert for a couple of hours, stops, digs, and there's the water.
Huh.
His thinking brain did not get in the way of his mind body. He did not have all that linear stuff to think about. So we all have this, but the only time it gets through to us is during sleep and dreams. So, for instance, unconscious, if it wants to tell you that you have pancreatic cancer and you don't, it will try its best to the only time that it can get through to you is when your mind is quiet.
Right.
You're unconscious as your best friend to keep you alive.
So it comes as a dream.
It comes as a dream, but by the time you wake up, you've turned that into a war and a battle and something like that, because you can't derive, like we can as remote viewers, you can't extract the truth from the trash. It gets all mucked up like a snowball rolling downhill. You know,
sure.
It starts out pristine and it gets all covered with detritus and junk by the time it reaches the bottom. Well, animals have a different mind architecture. They do not anticipate. They just know. And they're not precognitive, because mind has nothing to do, there's no pre in cognition. Remote viewers know that. Mind is outside of time. So it's just cognition. And just like animals, they don't anticipate.
Mind is outside of time.
That's right. So for an animal all of a sudden gets a signal of danger, and it turns and runs. It doesn't know in time when that danger is. It just knows that right now it needs to move.
It knows it's immediate.
It knows it, yes. It knows it's immediate.
Immediate
body
danger. Yeah. But so if we were to be able to study this, do you think we would find out that, in fact, the mind is reaching out through time, understanding a momentous life-threatening event is happening, like right now, move your butt, run. And so the mind is actually traveling, in a sense, it's traveling in time, right?
It's tuning in, if you will. The brain is actually an oscillator. It's tuning in to a signal, a pattern of information. In this case, the most important patterns, you know, stay alive. You do this. If you hook electrodes, and there are some pretty good studies showing that if you hook electrodes up to a person, let's say we hooked Ramona up to a bunch of electrodes, and we took you to a distant location,
yeah,
we asked you to communicate with her telepathically, you would probably laugh. But you'd humor me, and Ramona probably wouldn't know anything. And yet, when you looked at the instrumentation hooked up to any kind of readout,
yes,
you would see all kinds of bells and whistles.
I believe
it.
Yes, I do believe
because
it.
Because the body knows, you know, especially with a husband and wife or twins, they're just they're tied to the hip telepathically. So, but the signal is overwhelmed. The signal to noise ratio in a modern day life is so overwhelmed by all these things that we view as important that we can't hear this little voice anymore.